shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome back on the Phil Hendry Show. My name's R.C. Collins, and I'm a cadet at Bradley Military Academy, and we're really, you know, just excited, dear, when we got invited by Mr. Hendry to, you know, to be on the show and to host the show and to do the BSP-a-thon. And Cadet Watson's here, too. And you was talking about pretty interesting thing, and we're going to get a baseball fan on in a minute, and he's also a kid that we know from other times that Mr. Hendry's had, you know, shows where he wanted to have some kids on. The two main kids that Mr. Hendry has on the show is probably me and then Justin McElroy.
Well, yeah, you guys, you know, I don't know if you're friends with Mr. Hendry. I guess so, but you guys get to be invited on and I don't.
Well, and one of the reasons why you don't, Cadet Watson, is because I think you need to spend a little more time in, you know, maybe broadcast boot camp or something so that you get, you know, familiar with the how it's done and everything.
Yeah, I got to spend a little more time. Like, you guys probably had your, I mean, figuratively, you guys have had your, you know, your butts in the grass longer than me.
Yeah, and broadcasting, yeah, that's right. We've had our butts in the grass longer than you. But you said something, and I don't really know where you're coming with it. You said the best record in baseball was the consecutive game hitting streak. Ain't that right, Watson?
It was my concerned opinion that the consecutive game hitting streak is the best one because it's like not steroids like home runs.
Well, not, see, that's just it. Not all home run records was steroids. I mean, like, the one that was made by Babe Ruth is not steroids. The only thing that Babe Ruth did, is a lot of people have said, is it was on, he, if you call a hot dog a steroid.
Yeah, that's true. No, I definitely don't think a hot dog is a steroid. It might be a way of getting strong.
Well, okay, but it's not illegal to eat if you have a bunch of hot dogs. Anyway, Justin McElroy is going to join us now, and we're going to talk about baseball because baseball is still a national game, and we're gonna start where, I mean, I guess, well, I better, Justin, can you tell me if the baseball season started?
Yeah, it started. It started like last week, I think.
And okay, because I'm not a baseball fan. A lot of people are not no baseball fan. You are?
Yeah, I'm a baseball fan. I mean, wouldn't say I'm all, you know, go to the game and stuff, but.
Well, but I mean, you like baseball a lot?
Well, not really, no. I mean, I watch it. You guys said you needed somebody who would talk about baseball, so I said, yeah.
But I thought you said you was a big fan.
No, I never said that. I said I watch it, you know, I mean, yeah, some of it's good.
Okay, well, what do you think about what Watson said about consecutive game a hitting streak?
Called what?
Watson said that he thought consecutive a game a hitting streak.
No, man, it's called consecutive game.
No, I didn't say that, man. I said consecutive game hitting streak.
Well, yeah, but the way he said it was consecutive a game a hitting a streak. That's how I thought it was like Spanish or something.
No, man, it's consecutive game. God, dude, you just sound more retarded than anybody has ever sounded in the history of. I mean, I'm sorry to say that, but that was unbelievable, man. That was truly unbelievable.
What was?
Because you're going consecutive a game, a hit in the streak, like you thought it was Italian. Because
that's the way you said it, man.
Well, I know. He might have said it that way, but that's not.
That's the way he said it. He's going consecutive a game, a hit in. I don't know nothing about baseball, okay? I don't know nothing about sports, okay?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of weird, too, but.
What's weird about it?
Because do not like sports, if you don't like sports, what's wrong with you? And, you know, this is America?
Yeah, it's America, so you can like what you want and you don't have to like what you don't want. It's not that I don't like athletic effort. I just don't like sports that they show on TV.
Well, I mean, that's okay, man. And, you know, it is America, like what you guys were saying. But for you to go, yeah, what do you think of the consecutive game of the hit in this, Rika? Sounds more. There's brain dead, and then there's brain dead, man, and that's just dead. That's brain decomposed or something.
Yeah, that's definitely decomposition right there.
Okay, well, I mean, forget about the insults right now.
That's not an insult, man.
Well, all right, let's just forget about all that, and let's ask you, what do you think about the consecutive game hitting streak, right?
Yeah.
Well, the consecutive game hitting streak is pretty cool, you know? I think baseball, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, you don't even like sports, but the home runs, I mean, to me, home run record is always going to be the best one.
Yeah, that to me, it seems like a home run record's the bad boy on the block.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, that's where the power hitters come up and just go, yeah, boom, you know. And that's always exciting. Now, I know that, what's the guy's name? Barry Bonds and the other guy, Pete McGuire or whatever.
Are you talking about Mark McGuire?
Yeah, Mark McGuire and Sammy Sosa. I mean, that was they took steroids and whatever, but even if they didn't take no steroids, I bet you anything. I mean, I think that it would have probably, they still would have broke it.
Well, how can you say that? I mean, they're never going to know, and you're never going to know.
What?
What do you mean you're never going to know?
You'll never know. How can you say that? If they weren't taking steroids, they'd still break the baseball record.
What baseball record, man?
I mean the home run record. How do you know that?
Because I just think that traditionally they were pretty good long ball hitters, you know?
You said long ball.
Yeah, what about it?
What about it?
Is that sexual or something?
No, man. God.
Dude, you got to, Cadet Collins, kind of cinch it up a little bit and kind of man up on this thing, because you are starting to sound kind of weird and you're embarrassing Bradley Military Academy.
Excuse me, I'm not embarrassing Bradley Military Academy. Where'd you get that?
Yo, like, long ball, isn't that sexual? That sounds real civilian. That sounds like a wog, you know?
I'm not sounding like a wog. No, I'm not.
Yeah, you do. You sound like a wog.
Excuse me, what's a wog?
Well, it's a term that started in England. It means a civilian. Or, a wog means just an idiot. And then it started to be used by Scientology to mean anybody that's not a Scientologist. But at Bradley Military Academy, we mean it to sound like a dumb, back to what it originally was, a dumb civilian.
Oh, okay. You mean Scientology? They do it too?
My understanding is, yeah, they do. We've tried to rehabilitate the word and use it for what it was originally, which is a dumb civilian. You got to know your derogatory terms, you know?
Well, that is true, but I do totally reject the being a wog. No way have I wogged.
You wogged right then. You wogged right then when you said...
No, I know what I said, okay? I know what I said. And maybe I mispronounced it, but it was not a wog out. Would you wog... This would be a wog out if I would have said, like...
Wait, hold on. What is a wog out, man? I mean, you guys are talking, you know, a whole different language.
Well, I mean, hold on for a minute.
No, I can't hold on because there's a lot of people that are... What's a wog out?
Wog out is when you decide to just collapse out of being... military and by the book, and you collapse into civilian life, even though you are technically still in the military.
You guys aren't even in the military, are you? You're in a cadet academy.
Excuse me. We're in a military academy. We do, you know, training, physical training, as well as our academics, and we learn about the military.
Yeah, what are you talking? You're not even in the military, man. You can't even make a comment about it.
Well, okay, fine, but... If I go to the Army or the Marines, are they going to go, hey, don't walk out? Are they going to do that?
I don't know. Maybe they won't. Never mind to me. We're not. All I'm saying is that's a military term. And as far as your point about me walking out, how'd I do that?
Because when you said that you like, you know, go long ball and you're like that.
Well, that's true, man. Yeah, long ball is a term applied to home run, and you all went girl. You turned into a girl, basically.
Yeah, I would 10-4 that it was a girl.
No, it was not no girl out. And you call that a wog out, huh?
Yeah, I definitely call a wog out. You know, if
hold on for a minute. What? David Hall? Yes. Okay. Yes, sir. Mr. David Hall is on the phone, and Mr. David Hall. Yes, sir.
What are you guys doing? Okay, I hate to break in. What do you mean, wog out? You wog? Well, this is Justin McElroy. They've been doing this ever since I come on, and it scares me.
Sir, can I say something?
Go ahead.
I wanted to talk about the consecutive game hitting streak in baseball, and R.C. Collins said okay, and then Justin McElroy came on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Excuse me. Would you just shut up? What?
Well, I mean, I would rather talk to my commandant at this time.
Look, you can talk to me, all right?
I want to talk to my commandant at this time.
Mr. Hall, I will just simply say this. Yeah, this is probably a matter for Commandant Wireman.
Wait a second. I'm the vice president of syndicate.
Okay, so we got rid of that. That's definitely, that was a lot of noise that we do definitely not know. We don't need no noise like that, that's for sure. Okay, this is R.C. Collins. We'll get back to a discussion here we've got
My name's Justin, man.
I'm sorry, yeah, Justin McElroy and with Cadet Watson. Okay, make your case for the home run, Justin, and you make the case for the consecutive games, Cadet Watson.
Okay, the home run to me is more exciting because I just think it is. I just think, you know, I mean, ask anybody, man. A base hit is not going to get a lot of, you know, yay, you know, a lot of people, unless it's getting up close to the record. And until it gets up close to the record, nobody's going to care. Whereas every single home run, people go crazy.
Okay, and all right, Cadet Watson.
Well, my feeling is the consecutive game hitting streak is far more interesting because it lasts longer. And it is way tougher to do than a home run because the pressure is on the hitter with every increasing game.
Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll come back and we'll see who won on the Phil Henry Show. And I'm R.C. Collins.
Truth is our bitch.
Hold on.
The Phil Henry
Show.
Man. Yeah, how do you do it?
How are you going to see who won?
I'm going to make the decision. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. My name's R.C. Collins, and I'm the host on the world-famous Phil Henry Show here tonight, and I got Cadet Watson with me, and I also got on it's Justin McElroy. He's going to say, Mr. Henry, we're the two kids that he has.
Well, what do you mean the two kids? You mean...
The two kids that he has as guests.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that you guys are his sons or anything. Just want to point that out.
Yeah, roger that. So let's go to a phone call.
Hey, let me ask you guys a question. If you go roger that and all that, I mean, is that, you're not, like, in the Army or anything.
Oh, excuse me. You know, we are at a military academy.
No, it's not the same thing, is it?
You know what? As far as we're concerned, you're woggin'.
What is woggin', man? Oh, so in other words, what I'm asking is like what a girl would ask?
It's something akin to it. It's just, why don't you just accept the terminology, just accept the situation of, and that's a military thing. You can't refuse to accept the situation, and you wogged.
Okay, so I'm accepting the situation. You're telling me I wogged, so what does that mean? I can't ask that question?
Oh, you can ask that question, but, I mean, it is sort of a wog question. When you say that we're... You know, saying roger that is not within our right because we're at an academy. We're saying, yeah, it is. And you wog when you don't accept the situation.
Exactly. That's what we mean by accept a situation, where you accept it, you know.
Wait. You just went accept a situation. That's the kind of Italian that you said the other guy talked it.
I didn't say he talked it Italian.
Well, but what I'm saying is when you went, like that.
Yeah, that was kind of true.
God, I can't say nothing right.
Well, man, I'm just pointing it out to you. So anyway, so you're okay, fine, I walked.
Yeah, let's just, you know, drop it, man. You know, I'm in a military academy, you're not. I gotta go through the daily discipline of it, you don't. You know, and we say roger that to each other all the time because that's what you do in the military. And if you don't understand that, in my opinion, and in the opinion of Cadet Watson and other cadets, I'm sure, you wog.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, we generally will say it three times. When you full in now, see, you're doing it again, man.
Yeah, I mean, you just, so you wog.
Yeah.
God, it's weird, man.
Okay, you wogged again. Okay, let's get Pastor William Rennick in, and we're going to talk about Pastor William Rennick and you know, a belief system and a faith system is very important to have as members of the youth, as members of the youth, you know, movement, and not really movement, but we are youth and we're members of the youth, you know, the youth operation. And we get Pastor William Rennick on. Pastor William Rennick, thank you, sir, for joining us here on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, you know, so it's very much my pleasure. Very much my pleasure.
Pastor Rennick, we are talking about, you know, being in the military and everything, and, you know, someday, you know, I hope not, but I am willing to give my life for my country, and also the wog, you know, the wogging of, you know, Justin McElroy, and will you have an opinion on that?
Wait, hold on, man. Justin, let me make a comment. I didn't walk, you know. Let me make a comment. You're talking about a man walking. And I would say, and again, I want to thank both of you young men, Cadet Collins and Cadet Watson. Is that correct?
Yes, Pastor, that's Cadet Watson. That's me, yes, sir.
All right. And you're Justin, right?
Yes, sir, Justin McElroy.
I'm sorry, it's Justin what?
My name's Justin McElroy.
Now, Justin, I heard these two young men who are in the military academy. And they said that you walk. Now, young man, if a man has been plowing a field,
yeah.
If a man been plowing a field, hold on.
Yeah, he's got the floor.
Yeah, I got the floor. Hold on. If a man plowed a field, the man's out in the sun. You know what I'm saying? A man's out in the sun plowing that field, and he's riding on that tractor. And he is sweating like a racehorse, as we like to say, you know.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you going to go out there and tell that man, hey, you know, you're not finished that plow. I want you to plow another 30 acres here. I want you to get out there and do some more. Are you going to go out and tell that man what to do?
Well, no, sir, I'm not.
Okay, so don't tell these young men, if they've got a certain kind of language they use, that they don't have no right to use it. You have a right to use your language. They got, and it just so happens that what they're saying, the definition of a log, you logged out. I mean, you logged out. You understand? You logged out. There ain't no conversation, no discussion. You log.
All I said.
Oh, wait. You logged. Ain't that right?
That's correct, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you got to accept that. You got to accept the situation. You log. Now, look, in my world, the world I come from, you ain't a log. You're welcome to my church. You're just a son. You're just a child of God. Right? You come into my church. Now, if you apostate, that means if you accept the teachings of Jesus Christ, and then one day you say, I don't need that no more, now you make yourself walk. But you're a different kind of walk because you walk in a spiritual world. You walk in a church world. That's the worst kind of walk. Okay? You become a chog. Now, the chog is simply saying church walk. Can you say that?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Can you say chog? Can you say church walk?
Church walk?
No, man, I didn't say church walk. Wow.
No, not church walk, man. He's saying church walk.
Church walk? Are you trying to tell? I'm not a church walk.
Wait. You're giving me all kinds of argument. You're giving me all kinds of pushback here. Justin, I'm trying to save your everlasting soul. I'm trying to tell you where it's at. I'm trying to give you the low down on the down low. I'm trying to put it to you as politely as I can. Every time you open your mouth, Justin, you walk. Now you chog. Now you chawog. These are terms. You may not accept these terms, but these are terms used in the church and the military world.
Excuse me, Pastor, I just want to ask you, what's a chawog? A chawog, I assume, is the second level of chog?
Yes, that's exactly right, because he chog out on me. You go out that door, in the middle of my sermon, and I'm delivering a sermon, and you chog on me. All right, now you chog. Now, if you come back, you say, Pastor Rennick, I'm so sorry for what I've done. I didn't mean to walk out on it. What do you want? Tell them the truth. That chawog. I didn't say the kid was a chihuahua. I said he's on his way to being a chihuahua. That's my wife. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt. That's all right, dear. That's my wife.
Yes, ma'am. Pleased to meet you, ma'am.
That's okay. She's gone. Now, look. And all of the time...
We do have to take a commercial break here, Pastor Rennick.
What the...
Come on, boys. Pull your heads out of your you-know-what. Let's get this show on the road.
All right, we'll be right back with Pastor Rennick. Okay, sir, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, we will be. We'll pull our heads out.
All right, we'll be right back with Pastor Rennick. He'll give us an idea of what a Chihuahua, you know, of the Chihuahua.
Kaiser, you messed up, man. If you believe that.
Excuse me. He's a preacher, okay?
Yeah, so.
Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry Show, and this is R.C. Collins, and so we've got Pastor William Rennick is joining us on the radio right now, and also Justin McElroy. We're talking about military terms, but we also want to, you know, talk about the spirituality that every soldier needs, and I know, Watson, you and I have talked about a lot about, you know, being a soldier and everything. It means you're going to be maybe up against it someday.
Yeah, there's no question that being a soldier, you got to think about, you know, mortality.
Yeah, Roger that.
Yeah, see, right there, when he said Roger that, I mean, I'm supposed to sit still for that?
Hold on. I'm just listening to these young men say something. I listen to these young men talking about mortality. Now, what's your problem?
Well, I don't mind them saying, you know, about that, but they go, yeah, Roger that.
They want to say Roger that, but you don't want them to say Roger that, and you. See, what we're talking about, they said Roger that. Now, you came along and you said something like, what's a long ball? And no, you said he walked. And you say he walked?
I didn't say nothing about walking. The other guy did.
Yeah, Pastor Rennick, I said that R.C. walked when he goes, what's a long ball?
Yeah, all right. So you walked out, R.C., right?
No, sir, I did not walk out. I mean, what are you talking about? You're talking about the other guy doing a chihuahua.
Well, I want to talk about this young man doing a chihuahua. I want to make sure we got our derogatory terms correct, see? You a log if you say what's a long ball, and you a chihuahua if you go to church, you come, you know what I'm saying? In other words,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hold on for a minute. See, look, I'm a pastor, a Joyful Union congregation. I got hundreds, if not thousands of people to come to my church. I am the spiritual shepherd of a lot of people. So I know what I'm talking about. I talk about the Bible, and if I say I know what a walk, what a chalk, and what a chihuahua is, you have got to believe me. You got no choice. You got to believe me. You understand?
Yeah, I'm perfectly willing to do that, but I don't know how I'm chihuahuaing out.
Didn't you say you went to church? You stopped going to church?
Well, yeah, I stopped going to church. My parents said I did not have to.
Did not what?
My parents said.
You gotta talk normal. You can't talk like you're all fouled up, man.
Yeah, quit fouling up.
Not fouling up. I'm talking.
Yeah, sound to me like you're all fouled up. You foobar. You know what I mean by that?
You can't say that. That's dirty.
No, it ain't. Fouled up beyond all recognition. That ain't dirty. How's that dirty?
Yeah, that's pretty much the cleaned up way of saying it.
Roger that.
Yeah, see, they said Roger that. They ain't bugging me too much. I mean, starting to bug me, but not too much.
Well, why is it bugging you, Pastor?
Well, you guys would Roger that. They're going to ease back on that, okay? I understand this McElroy is flipping his lid. You got this kid flipping his lid. Now, look. You there. McElroy.
Yeah?
The first thing I want to say to you is, what the hell, you guys? Why you guys just all shut up about that whole whatever that was? I want you all to know that if you come to my church and then you leave, you are chog. If you come to my church, leave, and come back, and then leave again, you chihuahua. Now, you a wog if you're talking about hee-hee-hee, long ball, all that. So that's all that I wanted to come on here and say. The other thing I want to say is I'd like to see all three of you idiots in my church as opposed to you sitting around talking about your everlasting soul. You ain't going to get another nun sitting here talking about your soul. You know that.
Well, Pastor, I understand that sort of.
You ain't going to get nothing done. You sitting around jaw-jacking about your soul. You got to come to church. How about you, McElroy?
Well, I mean, yeah, I could go to church. My mom, she probably would not want me to go to a, you know, I mean, I, and it's not, I mean, I didn't do it.
I mean, it's okay with me, but she probably wouldn't want me to go to, you know, no black church.
Yeah, my dad's probably the same way.
My mom doesn't care. She let me.
Wait. Your mom don't want you to go to a black church?
Well, yeah, kind of.
All right. Why don't you tell your mom this? First of all, this ain't a black church. I got whites, I got blacks, I got Mexicans, I got them all. I'm black. Is that what your mom mean about a black church?
Well, yeah, she probably would come in and see you, and she'd probably go, oh, no, you know.
But anyway, why don't you tell your mother to take it and park it way, way, way up there, twist it, and push it left?
Well, that's not very Christian, though, is it, Pastor Rennick?
Yeah, it is. Very Christian. Very, very Christian. See, sometimes, son, you got to give people what they need, not necessarily what they want. You understand the definition of compassion is not giving people necessarily what they want. It's sometimes giving them what they need. It sounded to me like Justin's mom, she needs to have it parked up left. She needs to have it shoved way up there, twisted, and then pushed left.
Well, I mean, I could suggest it.
You might want to do it for her. But you just tell her that Pastor Rennick said that she don't want my church because she don't want no black church. Because what, she afraid of what?
Well, she was talking about Jeremiah Wright.
Oh, get out of here. What, are you kidding me? I'm going to place a phone call to that guy because he's screwed things up for me six ways to sunset. Ever since that cat made the scene, I can't raise nickel one. Everybody thinks of Jeremiah Wright this, Jeremiah Wright that. I ain't no Jeremiah Wright. Tell you what, your mom come to my church. If she don't come to the church, she can stick it up there. If she does come to the church, I'll make her first deacon. How about that?
You're going to give her the what?
I didn't say give her. What is wrong with this guy?
Hey, what's up with you, Watson? Or not, I mean, McElroy? You know?
There ain't nothing wrong with me.
No, not you. I mean, what's up with you saying that the Pastor Rennick is going to give her the deacon?
I didn't. That's what he said. I didn't say that. I said that she could. God, I hate you. Oh.
Well, you really can't say that on account of your religious.
Yeah, that'd be against what you do.
All right, so I don't hate you. I mean, the mortal part of me hates you. I didn't say I'd give her the deacon. I said she could be first deacon. You understand? William, come on, William, calm down. No. I'm talking to this dumb white kid. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I mean, I do, but okay. I mean, I'll tell her that maybe that's what, you know, was holding up the deal, you know?
All right, so that was holding up the deal. She wanted to be first deacon at Pastor William Rennick Joyful Union Congregation, Bellflower, California. She's got it! All right?
Okay, I'll let her know.
All right. Now, as for you two, knucklehead, what's your problem, R.C.?
Well, I mean, my dad would probably say, you know, aren't there enough white churches for you, R.C.? What, you got to go to a black one, too?
All right, so is he another one who got a problem with the black church because of me?
Well, no, because my dad's got no prejudicial. He's got no prejudicial. He's just... If there's too many black people in the church.
Oh, he ain't no prejudicial, but it's too many. I just got done saying this other kid, I got whites, I got blacks, I got it all. Is that okay with him?
Well, yeah, if you got some whites mixed in, he probably would do it.
Your father come down to my church?
Well, yeah, he would.
All right, you tell me the son of your father going to come down to my church. I want to meet that man. I'm going to meet that man. I'm going to give him a tour. We're going to sit down and break bread. We're going to be real good friends, your daddy and me. You understand that? You tell your dad that Pastor William Rennick invites him especially down to our Sunday service, anyone he wants, and I'll sit down and have a long talk with him, okay?
Well, I mean, yeah, but it'll probably make him nervous because you're probably smarter than him.
Well, there's no question I'm smarter than him, but I can tell you this. I'd be more than happy to dumb it down for him, all right?
Okay, so you dumb it down?
Yeah, tell him that I'll dumb it down for him so he can understand.
Okay. I mean, because my dad... He doesn't like to be made to look dumb, even though he sort of is, but I love him.
Of course you love him. Of course you love him. He's your father. You should love him. But you tell your daddy that Pastor Rennick said, because he's an idiot, I will dumb it down for him. You got that?
Yeah, I'm writing it down.
Because he's an idiot.
I got it. Because he's an idiot, Pastor Rennick.
Yeah. Pastor Rennick said he'll dumb it.
He'll dumb it.
Down.
Down.
For him.
Yeah, for my dad. And the other thing is, what he's worried about is everybody passing a collection plate in front of him, and even though he's rich, he doesn't like to show it.
Well, you tell your daddy that when he comes down to my church, that I want him to give a big fat donation to my church, and I won't let nobody know that he did, okay?
Well, you think my dad's going to go for that?
Yeah, because he's an idiot, right?
Well, yeah, that is true.
You write that down, okay?
Okay, and bring some money.
Yeah, bring some money.
Should he bring a checkbook?
No. Just bring the cash. And say that Pastor Renick is going to accept a big, fat donation.
Pastor Renick will accept a big, fat donation.
Yeah, and he won't tell nobody.
Yeah, that's right. And I won't say nothing to nobody.
And he won't say nothing to nobody. Yeah, that'll do it. He's always worried about people thinking he's rich. Which he is, but...
No. I understand how he feels. You got all that money. You don't want people thinking you got all that money. You want to be hit up for all kinds of money. Got all those relatives, all kinds of churches. No, I totally understand that. So you tell your daddy that even though he's a moron, I'll dumb it down for him. He brings a lot of money. I won't tell nobody that he gave the church, let's call it $50,000. That good?
$50,000. How many zeros is that?
That's four. You put a comma after the second one, after the first one.
Yeah, you got to remember to put the comma.
I know. $50,000.
Yeah, you tell your daddy, Pastor Renick said, if he brings $50,000, Pastor Renick might, he just might, let him donate it, okay?
Yeah, I got it, Pastor Renick.
Good man. You see, this is a very, very simple lesson in how to be generous, how to give to our church, how to understand people, how to make sure you know a wog from a chewog from a chog. And we just had a chewog on the line there. He had that Justin McElroy jackball, right?
Yeah, that was pretty interesting the way you was able to figure that out.
Yeah, you really smoked it out there, Pastor.
Well, you know, some of us made a smoke out the chewogs, and some of us made a smoke out the Iraq, Al-Qaeda. That's where you guys come in, see? You get that Iraq Al-Qaeda, I go out and get the chewog. And your daddy. I mean, the 50,000.
Yeah, exactly, the 50,000.
All right. Let me bless you.
We'd really appreciate that, Pastor.
All right. I bless you in the name of Pastor William Renick. And, and Jesus, and God, and all that. And I hope you have an everlasting, beautiful thing. And may beauty, there you go.
All right, Pastor Renick, thanks a lot and everything. It's really cool talking to you.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right, I don't start crying. Thank you very much.
Boy, that guy is one of the bestest guys. And he sure did cut down that Justin McElroy to size.
Yeah, well... There's a wog, and there's chewog, and there's chog. And I think McElroy got chogged.
Yeah, he got chogged all right. He got chogged, and he choked. And there's a chicken involved, too.
Hey, Wilco.
Roger that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show on the BSP-a-thon. And we'll be right back.
Truth is our
now,
bitch.
$50,000.
The Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir.
All right.
World famous Phil Henry Show.
And this is really, it's just been really a lot of fun filling in on the Phil Henry Show. I'm R.C. Collins, and I hope that when it comes time to vote on who, you know, when they do the vote on who did a good job on the show, that you will vote on me and on Watson of doing a good job.
Hey, we got Coach Vernon Dozier. He called up because he wants to comment on the baseball hitting streak.
Yeah, Coach Vernon Dozier is going to comment on the baseball hitting streak. Right now he's over at a hockey practice of the Belmar Academy hockey practice. Hey, Coach Dozier, how are you?
Good evening. And who am I speaking with?
This is R.C. Collins and Cadet Watson.
Good to speak with you.
You're at a hockey practice at Belmar Academy. Do they have a hockey team?
Yes, Belmar Academy has an ice hockey team. Just started it this year by the generosity of the parents. Their donations, and we have a great many generous parents and benefactors. We've built got a 5,000-seat arena, and we have an ice hockey arena, which you also can... double up as a new basketball arena here at Belmar Academy.
And you're having a hockey practice right now, huh?
Yes, that's what we're doing. We're having a hockey practice. The reason why I called up, if I could say.
Yeah, go ahead. You can talk now. Also, Cadet Watson, and I'm a cadet too. I don't know if I told you that.
Yeah, no, I know that. I was listening to the two of you, and I think you were talking about the baseball hitting streak. were you not?
Yeah, we were talking about how the baseball hitting streak, well, I thought it'd be pretty tough to break, and RC said, no, it's the home runs.
Yeah, well, I heard one of you say that the number two guy on the baseball hitting streak is...
Yeah, the Willie Keeler, and they call him Wee Willie Keeler, and I'm all like, ah! As that cracked me up. They call him Wee Willie.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay, so they called him Wee Willie. He was a great hitter.
Yeah, but I mean, that's insulting to the guy, and it's insulting to everybody that has ever been a fan of his.
I don't care. If I'm a fan of Willie Keeler, and I don't think of Wee Willie the way you guys are thinking of it.
Well, okay, but I mean, look at you calling up and getting upset about it.
I'm not upset about the fact that his name is Wee Willie. I don't take that personally, because I'm not Willie Keeler. I'm Vernon Dozier. I was a fan of Willie Keeler's because I liked the fact that in a dead ball era...
What's that?
A dead ball era...
Don't worry about it, Coach. I'll tell him later on. Don't interrupt the coach, okay, RC? Let's just let the coach have his say. Let's let him have his moment in the sun. And I'll explain it later.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the audience needs to know.
Well, the audience, look, the dead ball is very easy. The dead ball was when they were not winding the balls as tight as they later did, okay?
So the balls weren't tight.
That's correct, and I know what you're doing because I'm a high school teacher, so I saw you coming a mile off, all right, kid? So, yeah, you see?
Hey, man, you got to keep it together. Let the coach say what he wants to say.
Hey, the coach can talk all he wants about the dead balls and...
You know, it's impossible. I can't talk to you imbeciles. I was listening to you guys driving over to the hockey practice, and because I love hockey, and I was looking forward to hockey practice, and this has been ruined by listening to you guys refer to Wee Willie Keeler in the way that you did.
Well, I mean, you don't care that we call him Wee Willie. You're worried about yourself.
I'm not worried about Willie Keeler's. I think it's disrespectful to him, and it's disrespectful to his fans. Wee Willie.
Yeah, because you take that personal.
How could you not take it personal? You're saying that every fan of Willie Keeler has a Wee Willie. That's what you're saying. And you're saying that that's true of Willie Keeler. So you're saying basically the whole group of us are a bunch of we're the laughing stock. We're like a bunch of people in a short bus with little small.
Well, I mean, you're saying it. We're not saying nothing, and you're saying it. You're spelling it right out there for everyone to see.
Is that what I'm doing? I don't know why it is I don't like you, but I don't, kid. And I've been listening to you for the last 3 hours as you've been squeaking your way through this show, as you've been insulting people that I happen to like, Margaret Gray.
Margaret Gray butchered up a song, and she's only got herself to blame.
Wait. What are you talking? She's a professional singer, okay?
Yes, sir, but she did carve it up. When we put on the music for You Only Live Twice, and then she started singing like somebody had stuck her hand in a garbage disposal, man, that was bad.
Yeah, she started singing like she had a branding iron just being pressed slowly onto the bum. What do you do about that?
Boy, if you guys got a pair on you, you're talking about a woman's bum. You're talking about... Good night. You hang up on him? Yeah, I hung up on those two asses.
Hey, wait. Hey, coach.
Yeah?
You didn't hang up because we can still hear you.
All right, let's go. Come on. Let's get the lead out.
He's still on the air.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go. Bertinski, don't you see with that blue line? You see the blue line? That's blue. It's not red.
Hey, coach, you're still on the air with us.
Hey, yeah, that's it. I like it. Hustle.
Hey, coach, you're still on the air with us.
What? Who is this?
This is R.C. Collins. You're still on the air.
Oh, will you drop straight down to hell? To hell! Hey, John, help me hang this phone up, will you? Okay. Come on, hang up, will you? Hang up!
Oh, he hung up. Okay, good. He hung up finally. I didn't think he's ever going to be able to hang up.
You mean a hang up?
I got a hang up?
You said...
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't think he was ever going to be able to hang up. Yeah, and he finally did. It shows you that Coach Dozier is very opinionated, and he can call me an imbecile and say all the things that he wants to say, but in the end, he's about as messed up as you can get if you can't hang a phone up. That's about as messed up as you can get if you can't hang a phone up. Well, this has been a great, this has been a great one.
It's been a great show.
It has. It's been a great, we were really happy to do it.
Yeah, we've been very happy to do it. And we thank Mr. Henry. We thank Commandant Wireman.
Yeah, thank you, Commandant Wireman, for giving us permission to do it. And we certainly do hope that you will go to the Phil Henry Show website just as soon as you can and get a backstage pass to the library and the archives of everything that he has.
Yeah, get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show website.
And you'll be glad you did. I'm R.C. Collins.
And I'm Cadet Watson.
Saying so long for Bradley Military Academy and everything that we do.
Yeah.
Phil Henry.